So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Hi, y'all. So I grew up in West Texas, in Odessa. And if you don't know where Odessa is, I always describe it as the Friday Night Lights town, all the football and everything. I was not a football player. I decided to be a punk rocker in Odessa, which was one of a few bad decisions that you'll hear about. But I always felt like doing unique things. I was a bit of an adrenaline junkie. And so eventually later on when I went to school in Southwest Texas, I heard about a place where you could ride a live bull. You just walk up, you give them some money, and they'll actually let you ride a bull. And growing up in West Texas, I was always fascinated by it. I was kind of more on the Indian side versus cowboys. But this the concept, like the adrenaline, the danger, everything that goes along with it always fascinated me. So I told my friend about it, and he was more than willing to be the videographer for this event of me with no preparation at all going to ride a live bull. So we hear about this location, and I cannot tell you exactly where this was. I know it was like northeast of San Antonio somewhere. He was driving, I was trying to prepare myself, and we were driving through some neighborhoods, and I'm expecting like a ranch out, you know, somewhere beautiful and like something serious. But we end up in this neighborhood that's mostly trailers, and there's just like a pen for some reason just sitting in the middle of this neighborhood. And so I'm like, okay, I'm kind of looking around for an ambulance, something that makes sense. There's no support. And so we get up there and there's like the pens and there's like a set of bleachers. And so I go up to the pens and there's a guy with a notebook, which is the most official thing that was there. And he's just taking names and $12 to ride a bull. I don't think there was even a waiver. I was really surprised. I was expecting this like 20-page waiver that this is the stupidest thing you've ever done. You should not do this. And if you do, it's not our fault if you die. And so there was no waiver. He just takes my name like we're at Denny's and just, you know, getting on the waiting list. And I give him $12. And he's like, there's a few people ahead of you. You can just chill for a little bit. So me and my friend, we go sit in the bleachers, which is also funny because if I lived in that neighborhood, that would be the best entertainment ever, because you can just go on a Tuesday night and watch stupid college kids go get on a bull. And so I'm sitting there watching and realizing slowly that this is a really bad idea, because, you know, there's a few people that go, and sometimes it goes okay, sometimes it doesn't. But a few things start occurring to me, and one is that most of the people that are there doing this are actual cowboys. Like, they brought, you know, they look like cowboys. They have cowboy hats, they have cowboy boots, they have equipment like vests, and they were obviously prepared and planning on doing this activity. I showed up exactly like this in a baseball cap. I've been wearing Adidas Sambas for 20 years now, so I had these exact type of shoes and everything, so I was not prepared at all. And so I watched a few guys go, and then it's getting close, so I'm kind of back in the pin area, and the guy right before me, he's riding, and he gets pinned up against the fence. And so this is the last thing that I see before it's my turn to go and ride the bull. A few people earlier had gotten these small bulls, so I was like, these are the bulls for the people that don't know what they're doing, because there were different sizes, and there were these kind of like baby bulls. And so I was like, they're gonna give me a baby bull, they've seen me coming before, it's gonna be fine. And so that's what I was preparing for. And there was a really nice cowboy guy that gave me a vest, one of those really thick vests that's supposed to protect your chest so that if you get stomped on, you might live. And he gave me a leather glove, just like raw leather. There wasn't much support there. And they offered me a helmet. And to this day, I don't really know why I chose not to wear a helmet. But I was like, if I'm going to do this, and my friend's gonna videotape it, I want you to see my face. And so it's like, no helmet for me, thanks. And so I'm preparing, and I've got my vest on and my leather glove, And I had to choose a left hand because he only had a left-handed glove. So that was the decision on which arm goes in the rope and which arm goes like this. Which is the most I knew about riding a bull. I did not like even research or prepare for how do you ride a bull. I just went. And so I'm coming up to the pen and they've got a bull in there. And I start to realize that I did not get the baby bull. This bull's back was literally as tall as me. It was like up here. So I'm looking at it and I'm just like getting more and more nervous. And so they show me how you climb up on the fence and then you just get in there with it. Like you're in a box with a giant bull that is angry about it. And there's other things that they do to make them more mad. And I'm just like, okay, so I get in and I realize that I can't do the posture because I'll lose the mic, but he's as wide as the pen, so like I got one leg in, and then they had to push him over to get my other leg in. So now I'm kind of pinned in there, and then they start telling me how to do the rope. So I have to put my left hand in. They chose that for me, and you slide it under there, and then one guy's holding one side of the rope, and there's another guy that's pulling it as hard as he can to make sure that your hand is in there as tight as possible, and then they like wrapped it around my wrist doing some kind of like cowboy death knot. And I'm just looking at it and they weren't asking me or describing anything that's happening. They're just doing this for me. And I think back now, they were probably laughing very hard at this situation. And so they get it in there and I'm ready and I'm like trying to decide what to do with this arm. And they're like, tell us when you're ready. And I decide I don't really want to wait too long. So I'm like, okay, let's go. And so he takes off out, and one jump, two jumps, I'm still on, and then my brain starts to work again, and I see that he's kind of running off toward the fence, and I remembered that other guy, and so I was like, I don't want to be in between the bull and the fence, and so I timed it, so right on the third jump, I was like, I'm gonna let my hand go and we're gonna see what happens because I didn't know what was gonna happen. So magically the rope just like falls off. I go flying one direction, the bull goes the other direction, and I kind of half land on my feet, half on my butt, and I just kind of run off, pick up my baseball cap, and live to be here today. So that's the story about how I survived riding a bull.